Stephen Gilby. Hi, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
So when was this competition established? And I guess why did you guys choose to exhibit it in Hyde Park in an outdoor gallery?
Look, it's been going since 14 years now. So it's quite a well-established competition. And I guess the reasoning behind it was to give people who usually don't go into a gallery or go into a museum an opportunity to experience art as part of their daily life.
Yeah, right. And it's definitely something that can be very enticing if it's just out in the open. Who can enter Australian Life as well? Is it only open to professional photographers, or can it be first-timers as well?
No, it can be, professional through to absolute amateurs it can enter. So we really want to get a really broad view of what life in Australia is like from people of all sorts of backgrounds and skill levels. And with cameras now, so many people can take a fantastic photo, but it does take that extra bit of insight to be able to capture an image that really does give you an insight into life in Australia.
Yeah, and I guess talking about that life in Australia, and the saying goes, behind every image is a story. Have you been surprised by any of the submissions this year as well?
Look, I guess every year it can be quite different. You know, some years can be quite humorous, some can be very serious and emotional sometimes. But I guess this year we've got a very diverse range of images, and it's probably the most national we've ever been. The competition originally started out as being about Sydney life, and it spread to Australian life in the last few years. But this year it really has come into its own as an absolutely a national competition.
Yeah, well, it's always good to see something like that grow. And I can imagine there would be a wide array of interpretations of what Australia looks like in each of those kind of photographs. Are there any kind of common themes as well across the exhibition?
I guess there are. I mean, in terms of themes, probably there are some different ways that people are looking at things that really set Australian life as something slightly different. And it's not talking about the cliches or the really obvious things, but, you know, little things that really resonate for someone in Australia. You go, oh yeah, I recognise that.
Yeah, something intrinsically Australian. And I guess something that's going alongside it is the Little Sydney Lives exhibition. Can you tell us a little bit about the annual children's photography competition as well?
Yeah, I mean, Little Sydney Lives is there to give an opportunity to some of the younger photographers out there a chance to have their work exhibited in Hyde Park and be up for prizes as well. So we have entries. There's two categories, age 3 to 7 and then 8 to 11. And they do some fantastic work, absolutely fantastic work that gets shown at the same time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I remember at my school, we actually had a photography competition. It was a high school one, so I guess a bit older, but there was the amount of amazing photographs that came out of that competition as well, which was amazing. And I guess let alone that was just one school. So the amount of stuff that can come out of a Little Sydney kind of exhibition is going to be incredible. Anyway, thank you so much, Stephen, for talking to us today and I guess letting us know about what we can expect to see this year.
Fabulous. Thanks very much.